Faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the lead-in, preface, prologue of a prequel to the upcoming story, The Triumphant Return of Captain Punishment. This prelude portion title, Nut House Buddies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by...
Hold'em Straitjackets. When you really don't want a person to get away, you need Hold'em. Hold'em Straitjackets, they're tight. Sold exclusively at Bi-Mart.
Our story begins 1 year ago on a dark and gloomy day in Skaggs City, USA. The rain was ball-slapping hard as it hit the roof of the Donald Trump home for the mentally insane. The heavy pounding of the raindrops made the already unstable inmates restless, and these were not the kind of degenerate scumbag that you wanted restless. We join as obese veteran asylum guard Horace Lakinski shows innocent trainee Nick Newby the ropes on his first day.
Are they always like this?
Quiet down, shitholes. Relax, kid. They get all riled up on nights like this. You'll get used to it.
Freaks me out.
Better get some balls, kid, because this place will drill your asshole raw. Only the most bona fide, sick fuck, Looney Tunes shitbags end up here at the Donald Trump home for the mentally insane. We got them all. Serial killers, rapists, pedophiles. We even got a couple of U.S. senators in here.
Sweet mother of God.
Exactly. But the worst of them is here in the Ninth Ward.
Open up door 11, Jerry.
You got it, Horace.
Here, down this way. We keep this guy in a ward all to himself. He can't be in a general population. He's too dangerous. Years ago, he'd break out all the time. Go on a crime spree, get caught, then get brought back here. While he was here, he'd attack other prisoners, instigate riots. One time, he even tried to start an inmate union. Filthy fucking psycho.
He sounds horrifying.
He is. That's why you gotta keep your eyes on him at all times. He's known to have attacked the staff here, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This one time, he went after a rookie watchman. Sick some bitch ate his colon.
His colon? Why?
Dunno. When they asked him, he just said, he was looking at me funny, but not that funny. Whatever that bullshit means, I'm telling you, a wackadoo.
I'm out of here. This ain't the job for me.
Calm down, kid. You're gonna be all right. I was just fucking with you, razzing the new guy. Shit. It's fine. This old boy blew a gasket a couple years ago. He don't even move no more. Only thing he's good for is sitting here in a wheelchair and staring at the goddamn wall. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Oh, so you made up all those stories?
Oh, hell no. That shit really happened, so keep your head on straight.
The two look through the small window and find the thin, pale-skinned man sitting in his wheelchair, quietly.
So what's his name?
Well, nobody knows his legal birth name. Most of us around here just make up names for him, like John Doe or Harry Palms Hallahan. I encourage you to make up your own.
Fucking creepy.
That's not the best I've heard. Keep working on it. It helps to pass the time.
What's with the bandages on his head? Is he horribly scarred or something like that?
Nope. He just really likes that old gauze face hug. All right, we take him to the rec room. He gets an hour of television a day. Come on. Hey, Mr. Personality. I got a new friend I want you to meet. Hey, talking to you, pal. See? Nothing. This guy's gonzo. He ain't gonna do nothing. Watch. Even if I jump up on his chair and pretend to face fuck him. Here, I'll hit him with an ear hump. Ear hump, ear hump.
Stop it. Get down. Leave him alone.
Chill the fuck out, Rook. I do this shit all the time. It's not like he's gonna complain. Are you, sweetheart? Come on, wheel his ass over to the rec room. Okay, so at 4:30 every day, you bring him here. Make sure his restraints are tied and leave him in front of the TV. I like to torture him with terrible mundane shows like DMZ or Paparazzi Pounce, just to fuck with him a little.
And then what?
And then whatever. He stares at this, you make sure he's secure, and do whatever you want for an hour.
Do what I want? Like what?
Like whatever. Skip around the halls, play solitaire, molest a tied up patient, whatever.
What are you gonna do?
My afternoon shit. This time every day I go into the commode for a little meltdown city.
Gross.
Nah, man, it's awesome. I always take with me the Skag City Times crossword. Nobody ever comes into the Rec Room John, which gives me just enough time for a good gut dump and my crossword. Favorite part of my day.
This just keeps getting worse.
Nah, man, you gotta find the perks at this job. Look, if you want to play stare at the goon for an hour, then more power to you. But I suggest you find yourself a little slap and tickle way to pass the time and quit the fucking crying.
Aren't you worried about being fired?
Hell no, my uncle's Warden Pulaski. I'm set. And I look out for my friends. That is, if they stop acting like fucking tit babies and chill the fuck out. It ain't hard, kid. Just stop giving so much of a shit. See you in 60.
Okay. I guess it's just you and me. What are we watching here, Pat?
Welcome back to All Celeb Access. I'm Mario Lopolo, and let's get back to our countdown of the top 100 where the fuck they've been celebs. We've already hit you with 55 semi-stars that are MIA, and now we're racing back to number 54 with working class super action hero Francis Townhouse, aka Captain Punishment. Captain Punishment broke onto the scene shortly after the new millennium with his action-packed epic heroic battles and blatantly controversial sexuality. Coming from the mean streets of Skag City's Lower East Side, this vigilante made waves in the hero community, even with the crutch of not having any superpowers. After his family was slain by evil supervillains, Francis Townhouse created the Captain Punishment mantle. Armed with a deep, raspy voice, a huge codpiece, and the unforgettable slogan,
"It's punishing time,"
the Captain fought the good fight in Skag City for years.
Hey, I remember that guy. He was from my old neighborhood.
John Doe, Harry Palms, Hallahan, shot a look at newbie that would cut glass, then quickly returned his attention back to the program.
Hey, Horace! He moved!
What? I can't hear you. No way.
John Doe, Harry Palms, Hallahan, moved! He just looked at me all crazy eyes.
I'm busy. Hey, what's a four-letter word for excrement? Oh, right. Dump.
Townhouse was thrust into the spotlight after defeating several high-profile supervillains such as Vincent the Grease Barberino, Narlo Nasty, his brother the Shit Kicker, and the infamous Shecky El Slasho Gasho. However, his most notorious nemesis was that of the Clown Prince of Perverts, the Giggler. This maniacal jester gone bad was a bitch in contrast to the rugged Punishment. These two powerhouses battled hardcore for years until Punishment's eventual fall from grace. So where is Captain Punishment now?
Just as that sentence was uttered, John Doe, Harry Palms Hallahan, began to shake in his chair.
As Captain Punishment's popularity began to fizzle, Townhouse fell victim to the ugly side of fame.
Get the camera out of my face.
Punishment found it hard to make ends meet. In 2002 alone, Townhouse lost millions of dollars in bad investments.
No comment.
Eventually, he succumbed to depression, delving into drugs and alcohol, which led the once great crime fighter down an even deeper hole.
Hey, she said she was 16.
For reasons unknown, Punishment went into self-imposed exile and has not been seen since. So where is he now? Nobody knows and nobody cares. Now on with our countdown.
Hey, stop that, man!
Who cares? I fucking care.
Look, mister, I don't want to hurt you, but I will. I know how to turn the hose on and everything.
Hey, keep it down out there, goddammit! I'm trying to concentrate.
Horace, I need some assistance out here now. Just stop laughing.
Suddenly throwing himself backward, Harry Palms flings his wheelchair violently against the nearest wall. The impact causes just enough damage to the frame that he is able to slip from his restraints.
Horace, he's free.
Without warning, the madman leaps into the air and bounds his way over to the quivering trainee.
Oh, God!
What in the hell is going on out there?
Horace, help! Help!
It's time for Sweet Dickie to go nighty-night!
The inmate throws newbie across the room with incredible force. The overcome rookie shits himself as he hits the floor.
Ooh, it sounds like somebody just made a messy!
Hey, Nixter, have you ever heard of the Sangrian Duty Stomp? It's the latest craze! All the kids are doing it! Check it out!
Before newbie knew what was happening, the insane inmate flies into the air. He lands quickly on the rookie's chest, crushing effects.
And now we're doing this angry and doody stuff. Ain't it a rump, bumpity clump, bumpity clump. The key is just to keep your toes a-tapping.
Meanwhile, back in the stall, Horace has finally had enough.
That's it. Someone wants a taser to the dick.
Horace threw down a quick half-wipe, pulled his pants up, and begrudgingly made his way back to the rec room. Once there, he was overwhelmed by the sight of this once catatonic patient now standing ankle-deep in what was left of the rookie's internal organs.
Dear God! It's sickening!
Looks like Lokinski's got a weak constitution.
Don't you move, asshole! Oh no.
Mr. Lokinski, you have a minute. I have a few complaints I would like to address.
No, please. I got kids.
No, you don't.
Okay, so I don't. But please, don't hurt me.
Hurt you? Why, Horace, why would I ever do that? I love you. In fact, I love you so much I want to be inside you.
Like, deep inside me?
Nobody wants to fuck you, Lokinski.
Ouch.
It's like this, Lokinski. I need to use your skin as a faux Horace costume so I can escape. But before any of that, I'm gonna ear hump your brains to goo. Ear hump, ear hump. Oh, yeah, take it. Ear hump.
Horace's screams were drowned out by the cacophony of inmates. Frankly, no one noticed Horace leaving early that day. No one even noticed the bitchin' donuts his souped-up black 1969 Chevy Camaro made in the parking lot as it peeled away. But above all else, no one noticed that the most notorious of characters had just left the Donald Trump home for the mentally insane, for reasons to be revealed at a later time. And now, a quick message from our sponsor. This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by...
Hold'em Straitjackets, perfect for all your binding needs. Nothing says family bonding like matching straitjackets. Order online at www.neverletthemgo.com and find out about the new Cannibal Lecter package. Get yours today.
What does the escape of John Doe, Harry Palms Hallahan mean for the tireless Captain Punishment? Find out more in part one of The Triumphant Return of Captain Punishment. Join us next week where our hero tongue kisses a cobra. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
RJ Battier,
colored by
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
lettered by
Grant Cooper,
Jason Bailey,
edited by
Michael Hall,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC,
and engineered by
Dre Pierre,
Eduardo Creon Nororis,
Steve Sola, aka The Mix King.
Yeah!
Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow. Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow.
Pussycat, pussycat, meow, meow.
Pussycat, meow.